Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, brought to you by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. You have questions about health, fitness, and nutrition, and we have the answers right here. We are live streaming on blogtalkradio.com as well as on our Facebook page, Momentum Fitness and Health, as well as on our private page as well. Listen live or archived anytime. Now, you can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com. My name is Jason Vankis, and I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist. So, we just got done with Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a time for family, friends, football, and feasting. Of course, the feasting. The average American is going to consume a hefty 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving for dinner alone, just at dinner time. Drinks, dessert, and appetizers can bring that total calorie count up to about 4,500 calories. And this is according to the Calorie Control Council. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that there's something wrong with eating like this every once in a while. You know, maybe a couple days a year. But for someone who's on a 2,000 calorie diet, this would lead to about a 2/3 of a pound weight gain in just one day. Now, you may want to know how to at least minimize the damage, as I like to say. And for the most part, that is pretty much what you can do, is just minimize the damage. Professional athletes and Olympians do eat upwards of 4,500 calories a day, but that's because they are training all day. And now, if you have a manual labor job, you stand a better chance of burning off those extra 2,500 calories. But, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, 70 million Americans are going back to desk jobs. And some of them even today. And that's a whole other issue about working the day after a holiday like that. So, you could run a marathon today and to even it out if you really wanted to. On average, a person will burn 100 to 120 calories per mile. But that's probably not very realistic. Maybe someone should start a trend of post-Thanksgiving weekend marathons. Just a thought. There might be some money in that. Okay, so what are some other more realistic ways, things that you can do to limit the damage? So let's look at certain activities and how many calories that I personally would burn. I am 37 years old, 163 pounds, and 5'11". Sorry, ladies, but I am married. Okay, so here we go. 2 hours of volleyball, 525 calories. 2-hour walk at 3 miles per hour, 646 calories. Washing the dishes for 2 hours. 666 calories. 2 hours of kayaking, 750 calories. 2 hours of aerobic dancing or boxing with a heavy bag, 880 calories. 2 hours of moderate swimming, 900 calories. 2 hours of high impact aerobics and easy jog or the stair machine, 1,036 calories. Finally, into the four digits after being on the Stairmaster for 2 hours. 2 hours, I lost my place again. Jeez. 2 hours of Zumba, 1,174 calories. 2 hours of walking upstairs, 1,194 calories. So we're almost halfway there to that 2,500 calories that we extra that we consumed. Now, I did mention that you're going to burn some on a Stairmaster, and then I just said walking upstairs. Well, isn't that the same thing? Well, not really, because when you're on a Stairmaster, you're holding onto the railings, and when you hold onto the railings, you're going to burn less calories because you're supporting more of your body weight instead of propelling that body weight up a flight of stairs. So that's like when we go to the, when we do our stair workouts, Swallowcliff Woods, we do those, and that's going to burn more calories than a Stairmaster would because you're not necessarily holding on to the railing. There are railings there, but if you don't, you're going to burn more calories because you're putting less of your body weight, or you're carrying more of your body weight. All right, let's continue. 2 hours of CrossFit or mountain biking, 1,252 calories. 2 hours of touch football, 1,290 calories. 2 hours of a vigorous swim, 1,448. 2 hours of a vigorous spin class, 1,668. 4 hours of housework. You might have 4 hours of housework to do after yesterday. 1,322. 4 hours of backpacking. And, of course, that's going to vary based on your terrain and how much incline you're going up. But it finally breaks the 2,000 calorie mark. But 4 hours of backpacking today. Now, just for fun, I looked this up. If you're out shopping today and you're carrying an infant around for 5 hours, you're going to burn about 1,300 calories. So, again, I just kind of looked that one up for fun. So you can see it isn't very easy to burn off the extra calories from one very large meal. If it's just a couple of times a year, it's no big deal, right? But if it's more frequent, this could cause real problems with weight gain. Now, if you're curious to know how many calories you do consume in a on a daily basis, you can get like a food scale that gives you your calorie count to measure the foods that you consume. Actually, hold on 1 minute. I can show you on the video what I'm talking about. I don't use mine anymore because I've got a pretty good idea, but it's just a scale, and you can see it's got little buttons on it. And you just program in what it is that you're eating. You weigh it, and it tells you how many calories in it. So then you can track your food for a week and see where you end up. Now, if you're reading labels, make sure you do understand how to read labels because they can be tricky. It's not your fault. It's very, very, very tricky, especially when it comes to serving size. So if you're not sure how to read labels or you think you might be doing it wrong, check out our video at findingyourmomentum.com. Now, next up, we need help with your liver, for liver recovery. It's no secret that starting the night before Thanksgiving until New Year's, there's a large increase in the consumption of alcoholic beverages. There are more DUIs and alcohol-related car accidents than any other six-week period of time on the calendar. But that's not why I'm here today. So how do you help your liver recover after, maybe two nights of drinking if you started on Wednesday? Well, the first thing, obviously, is water. Instead of coffee, first thing, start with water. It should be, in my opinion, a pretty obvious answer, but if you didn't do that today, make sure, it's almost noon here, Central Time, drink nothing but water the rest of the day. Water helps your body remove waste. That's the important thing. And toxins as well. It helps your liver. It brings the toxins to your liver so your liver can get rid of it. But adequate water intake enables your body to excrete waste through either perspiration, urination, and defecation. So the kidneys and liver use it to flush out waste, as do your intestines. Water can also keep you from getting constipated by softening your stool and helping move the food that you've eaten through your intestinal tract. However, it should be noted that there's no evidence to prove that increasing your fluid intake will cure constipation. But it certainly, in my opinion, will help. You can also take a little bit of a supplement. You can take milk thistle. Milk thistle is a flowering herb that has been used traditionally as an herbal remedy for liver ailments. Today, this herb is used as a nutritional supplement in the hope of improving liver cirrhosis, chronic hepatitis, and gallbladder disorder. So it should certainly work to help your liver from a night or two of drinking. Brewed green tea is another good option for you. Drink several cups of green tea, especially today, which has powerful antioxidants that help the body detoxify. Remember, the body detoxifies on its own, but sometimes it just needs a little bit of help. Fruits and vegetables. Eat as many fruits and vegetables as you can today, especially your dark leafy greens. Most alcohol is very inflammatory, so you're going to want to eat to reduce inflammation. And any anti-inflammatory diet that you see out there is high in fruits and vegetables. The appetizing colors of fruits and vegetables are due to natural food pigments that are called flavonoids and carotenoids, which are the most potent dietary antioxidants. So when they say eat the rainbow, eat bright colors today. We probably have a lot of pretty dull gray, even, you know, white colors in our food yesterday. But studies have shown that it takes about 9 servings a day to combat inflammation. So eat up. Eat those veggies. Which specifically are best? Avocados, oranges, lemons, limes, grapefruit, and apples. Those are your best to help your liver recover. Now, lastly, is the sugar from desserts, glazes, and appetizers. Simple carbs such as sugar, flour, breads, and pasta get used up pretty quick in your body. Many use simple carbs to gear up for a marathon or for a long-distance race, for Ironman, stuff like that. But those carbs often burn up overnight, and you end up waking up hungry. Now, your body is self-repairing, and it will use the carbs that you've consumed before anything else. But what if you want to work off or flush out that sugar? Well, just keep drinking that water. That's like the underlying theme here. Just keep drinking water and keep the body moving today. You want to keep that blood circulating. You want to keep that water circulating through your body. You need to burn through the carbohydrate stores first. So if you were one of those that did consume 4,500 calories, you've actually consumed more calories than most marathon runners do the day before a race. Now, you've already consumed the simple sugar, so there's nothing you can do about that. You can't go back on it, and we're not admonishing you for it either. So try and consume simple sugars today to try and offset that with those complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. And then eat some greens today. I said it once already, but eat some greens today, be it a green smoothie or a salad. Try and avoid wraps and stuff like that today that add extra simple carbs. You might be out shopping today, so it's going to be really tempting to hit up something like Subway or a Freshie and be like, okay, well, it's veggies, and then throw it in a wrap. But staying away from those processed carbs today is going to help you eat less today. We tend to crave more of what we just had. And when your body burns through the empty carbs, it craves more of it immediately. So if you're not at work today, or if you are at work today, try and get to the gym today. Try and burn off some of those extra calories. Just do what you can. I just ran down a list of things that you can do. But again, it's one day. If you're looking to damage or to limiting that damage, make sure whatever you're doing is high intensity, because you're going to burn more overall calories, and that's what you're looking to do. And then make sure, as far as like the extra carbs go, the extra sugar goes, and your liver, make sure you're just getting a lot of water and vegetables. So, honestly, it's pretty much my advice for everyday living. Exercise, water, fruits, and vegetables. Because your body will recover on its own as long as you let it do so. So, thank you for joining me today. We're going to make it a nice short show today. I'm going to go get to the gym myself. Then I have to pick up the little one. So, join me next week. I'm going to change gears a little bit. We're going to talk about holiday stress, how to combat holiday stress. So please join me again next week. It'll definitely be on Friday. We don't know what time, but you can always listen archived, at least for a few weeks, anytime at Blog Talk Radio. We are Momentum Fitness and Health, and this is WellFit Radio Chicago. So until next time, I hope you find your momentum. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
That's
double my age. She's 69. She'll be 70 in a little bit. Oh, my. Oh! Huh, mic is on.